What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-Operators General Insurance, insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
And in studio with me is Teresa Ward. She is the claims manager, or a claims manager, with Co-Operators General Insurance. And with her this morning, Sergeant Siebert Johnson with the Barbados Police Service. So good morning to you both.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Good. Always a pleasure to have you. So, Teresa, we're going to start off with you, and then, of course, we're going to go to Sergeant Siebert Johnson, see what he has to say with all of his years of experience with drivers and obviously being in that position to try and enforce the law, but not just that, educate. Mm-hmm. So we'll start off with you.
Well, good morning again, and this is a pleasure to be here. And, you know, obviously, Co-Operators General Insurance, like all other insurance companies in the industry, we're very concerned with the high number of accidents which are occurring every day. And the whole idea really is to educate persons to be better drivers on a daily basis and to reduce those number of accidents and also injuries to persons. Mm-hmm. So today we'll be looking at CARPAR accidents with Siebert Johnson, and I will let Mr. Johnson weigh in on this topic.
CARPAR accidents. You would think that the one place that you should not be having lots of accidents would be a CARPAR.
Correct.
But clearly that is not the case.
Exactly. We are seeing an increase in those CARPAR incidents, and we hope to this morning we can help the public to understand the how CARPARs work and not necessarily as roads, you know, and persons tend to think that, you know, when there's a CARPAR accident, it's similar to an accident on the road. So we hope that Mr. Johnson will be able to shine some clarity on that issue.
Okay. Sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I am wonderful, Serge. I am wonderful. Good to see you.
Nice to see you as always.
Car park accidents, no.
But before I get into car parks, good morning to all the listeners. I'm sure that Co-Operators General will make a plea to drivers this morning to take their time on our roads are wet, to avoid rear-end collisions. Rear-end collisions cause expense, it causes injury, and it causes increase in my insurance premiums. Mm. So to avoid that, we're asking persons to take their time and be cautious this morning. The roads are extremely slippery. Now, as we relate to car parks, I believe there should be speed limit signs posted in car parks. The reason being, persons entering car parks, especially these big areas at these malls and these supermarkets, their areas are marked out. They need some, you would call these road humps, to reduce speed so that persons would adhere to the speed limit.
Oh, the speed humps that
you will find that little ones you take with you to the various shopping areas, they run all over the place. And you will find persons racing through car parks. I don't know why. That's the reason why you're having so many accidents. Wow. What caused accidents in car parks? Persons go into a car park and drive inwards. And when they're leaving, they have to reverse out.
Oh, you mean the actual space where
they drive into the space. Now, their side going to be blocked, especially if they have some SUVs on both sides. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a challenge reversing out of the space. So it is advisable for persons to reverse in and face outwards. It's easier. Being that you have full view to your left and to your right when you're exiting, so there will be no collisions. Mm. Like I said, when you're reversing out, persons, the speed at which they're coming, you're not seeing them. When they see you, then it's too late, then there's a collision. Okay. And this is where these collisions are occurring.
So you just mentioned two challenges there. Yes. One, our speed when we're actually in parking areas. And two, people who face in, drive into the car space, the parking space, instead of reversing.
Yes. Okay. But a lot of persons tend to drive into a space quickly, and then when they're leaving now, there's a challenge, they have to exit. And when they're exiting, like I said, if their vision is obscured by two larger vehicles, then there's a problem. Mm. So my advice to persons this morning, think about it, just reverse in and drive upwards.
But Sarge,
yes,
I have seen so many people do that. And I've also seen people trying to reverse into a parking space, and they're no good at reversing.
Well, Lord, you know, just now, I can say, there are no poles now. You don't have to reverse in poles.
Right? And why was I tortured?
That's a challenge. That's a challenge, and persons have difficulties in getting in. But if you use, a lot of vehicles have reverse cameras direct ahead of you, and you have cameras on the both sides of the door, look at the yellow lines. When you reverse, just look at the yellow lines, and that can give you a guideline as to how close you are from each vehicle. But only thing at the way now, there's a challenge if you don't have reverse cameras.
If you're not sure, that warning, the cars now that are coming with the sound to tell you, you're getting too close.
You're getting too close, that would help. If you don't have that, you have an old car like me, then you'll get out. If you can't drive that good, and you go to see what it's all about, then you go backwards again. So it's easier.
Sarge, I've seen too many people who are not good at reversing. And my thing is, if you can't reverse into the car space, how are you going to reverse out of it?
But you ease out, and that's where the collisions occur. Because you're trying to, you can't reverse in, but you're reversing out, not looking at your front. When you turn the lock in, the right lock, that means your left front is going outwards. And then, bam, there's a collision into the vehicle on the other side.
Right.
Like I said, if you reverse in, when you're going out, it's highly unlikely you're going to collide with the vehicle on either side of you because you have clear view.
Now, I want to bring up something to you and Teresa as well, being a claims manager, where you have to deal with all of these people. This happened, that happened. Sometimes it can be a very traumatic experience. I think I got into one accident and I was traumatized, to be fair. I'll never forget it. Somebody was coming from the Redmond Village. That was years ago, Redmond Village, that gas station up there. Yeah. And you know, you're only supposed to go left. Right. The person was trying to swing back right. Okay. That was before they had those barriers. So they were wrong, period, but they still hit me. But my thing is, do you think a lot of us need refreshers when it comes to driving? You would think that reversing should come, not come naturally, because we used to do the poles, we don't do it anymore. But if you find you are rubbish at reversing, wouldn't you advise people to say, well, go and do a couple of exit lessons with certified driving instructors to improve your skills reversing?
Or you can go to like the gymnasium on evenings, there are lines there.
Oh, that's true too.
You can go there, hardly any vehicles in some areas, the north side of the gymnasium, and you can just go in and out of those lines until you be able to master it.
Yeah, the problem,
I like that.
Well, reversing is a problem for most people in Barbados.
The problem is that once people receive that little card saying that they're a licensed driver, they automatically assume they're
excellent drivers,
and that's where the problem comes. So,
but after the test, you pass your test, then you have to it comes because you now have to be on the road more often,
correct?
More frequently, you're dealing with a large volume of vehicle traffic on the roads every day, so you're going to have a challenge.
Exactly.
But going into car parks, there's something beyond stress. If some of the owners of the car parks can erect some signs asking persons to adhere to that 5 kilometer sign, it may help.
And somebody just messaged here and says maybe they should relook that decision to remove reversing in the poles from the driving test. Maybe they need to go back to that.
I figure so too.
Yes.
That is a challenge for some people.
And as I said earlier, what an issue we find with the car park accidents is that persons who are on the, we'll call it the straight, would say, okay, somebody came reverse out of a parking spot and struck my vehicle, and therefore I'm not at fault.
Right.
And, you know, you have to keep reminding persons this is not a roadway, so there's no right of way. Really, it should be all drivers proceeded with caution in a car park.
I like that. When you are in a car park, there's no right of way per se. Everybody has to be cautious. You have to look to your left and the right when you're on the straight.
Because
you can tell if people are reversing.
Exactly.
If their reverse lights are working.
Called negligence. Negligence. If you're reversing out, there's a challenge for you because the person is already on the straight. And remind you, you're reversing into the path of that person. So naturally, you're going to be wrong. The person is on the path, you reverse and you collide that person, the person already there. That way the investigation will lead that person is already there and you reverse into the side or into the front of the car.
Wow.
That's negligence. That's what I'm saying, or what we would request that person do reverse in and drive out. Mm-hmm. If you're driving out, the possibilities are you'll see that car approaching from mm-hmm. your left.
All righty. Well, we are having a serious chat and looking at preventative measures drivers can take to avoid motor accidents with Cooperators General Insurance. And today we're talking about car park accidents. We'll be right back.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Cooperators General Insurance, insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
And we're back the last 3.5 minutes to go. And in studio with me, Teresa Ward, she is a claims manager with Cooperators General Insurance, and I've got Sergeant Siebert Johnson. We're talking about car parks and driving carefully, remembering certain things, try to reverse into that space as opposed to driving forward, because then you're going to have difficulty coming back out. You have any more tips that you can give us, Sarge? Because this time goes by so quickly.
I know, this is most important. If you stress this, and we, you know, ask persons, we implore persons to reverse in, if there's a possibility of reducing the collisions, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Like I said, especially if you're driving a small vehicle and a large vehicle at both sides of you, when you're reversing, there's a problem. Mm. You're reversing, trying to be safe on the right side because of a vehicle approaching from your right, and you put in your lock, then you'll find that your car drifts over to the left side and collide with the vehicle parked on your left. Mm. So there are things you must realize, there are things you must check before you start to reverse as well.
Okay. Teresa, what would you say to, because a lot of these car parks, they're like malls and banks, and they're owned by whatever the company is. Mm-hmm. What would you say would help from a signage perspective?
Well, I do like the suggestion from Mr. Johnson about the speed bumps. Mm-hmm. I think that would definitely help to reduce persons speeding going through the car parks. And signage, you know, just to proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. Because, as I said, there's this mentality that, you know, I have the right of way and so forth, so I don't have to be cognizant. You still have to be cognizant that everybody may not reverse into a space they may drive in. Mm-hmm. So there's always a possibility that once you're proceeding out of a car park, you may encounter somebody coming out of one of the parking spaces. Okay. So I think signage in terms of proceed with caution and, you know, the speed bumps would also be a great help mm-hmm. in those situations.
I would like to add one more. Please refresh those signs. Not the signs, the actual markings. Spaces, the mm-hmm. marks in the spaces. Mm-hmm. I went somewhere and clearly there were spaces there before. They had an adjustment to the size of the spaces, right. Which means you were seeing two different lines, like, but both were faded. It's, okay. It's the strangest thing. Right. And I think that's something that would help drivers as well. If you
definitely.
Are responsible for a car park, make sure the spaces, the lines are clearly marked.
Yes.
Quite
true. Agree.
And before we go, mm-hmm. remember, like I said earlier, you enter these parking space, these facilities, you will find little ones normally be running around in there, and the prevention of life is paramount. Oh, just reduce your speed and look out for the little ones who might be just running around.
Well, thank you so much, Sergeant Siebert Johnson with the Barbados Police Service, Teresa Ward, Claims Manager, Cooperators General Insurance.
Thank you.
And this 15 minutes all about preventative measures drivers can take to avoid motor accidents. And if you have any questions, you can send a message to Sabrina Howard. That email address, showard@coopgeneral.com.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Cooperators General Insurance, insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.